It's Outside the Box, with no shame, no blame. Today's topic is, does punishment work? When a child misbehaves, what should the response be? Make them stand in a corner? A whack on the rear end? Yelling? Loss of privileges? And when someone breaks the law, should we put them in jail or prison? Or fine them? These responses assume that punishment is a good idea and that behaviors will stop or happen less often because the person was punished. But does punishment actually work? Most people who study the strategy say no, or at best, a yes, only in very, very limited situations. What do I mean by punishment? It's, quote, a consequence to a behavior that's intended to reduce the frequency of or eliminate that behavior, end quote. Forget about hitting or hurting, shaming or confinement for people who misbehave, say those who have studied punishment. The Bible may tell you that sparing the rod will spoil the child, or common sense may suggest that if someone does something bad, they should be punished. But in reality, punishment is almost never effective, period. 23 countries, not including the U.S., have banned all forms of physical punishment. A few researchers argue that punishment might work, but only if it is immediate, severe, and consistent. If a child runs into a street without looking and is immediately punished for that, that might qualify. Denying privileges such as forbidding dessert for a child who supposedly misbehaves, or taking away a driver's license from someone who drives too fast, might work temporarily. But in most cases, though, it does not change the willingness to repeat the behavior. Violators may figure out that their behavior is hurtful, but the sanctions won't tell them the right thing to do. Or they may keep doing the behavior until they get caught over and over, since what they've learned isn't about changing the behavior, but about not getting caught doing it. Or they might learn the importance of obeying the person who's punishing them, but nothing about the value of the behavior that triggered the sanction. Punishments are often inconsistent and unfair, meaning there's no clear lesson learned about right and wrong. One time you might get yelled at, denied a privilege another time, then get ignored a third time, or even rewarded or complimented a fourth. More often than not, a punishment leads to more punishments, not an improvement in behavior. The punished are taught fear, shame, or avoidance. The cycle of bad behavior and punishment continues. Various psychological studies have demonstrated that punishment does little, if anything, to deter crime or to help those who are imprisoned for their crimes. Bad behavior rarely gets better, and when it does, it's not from sanctions, but rather from being rewarded for behaving differently. Psychologists also agree that the punishers, not the punished, are the real beneficiaries, feeling better because they want someone to suffer for bad behavior. Prisons function to validate the punishers and supposedly to protect the public, not to help inmates change their behavior. When I did a web search for punishment does work, and punishment works, about 45 of the 50 articles I found argued that punishment does not work. It makes me wonder why we use it for supposed misbehavior or so-called criminal acts, when almost everyone who looks closely at the method is convinced it doesn't work. in another outside the box, I'll look at what might work better than punishment. When have you punished someone else for what they've done? Did it work to change their behavior to something more positive? How did you feel when you were punished for something you did? I'm Larry Danziger, not wanting to be punished for anything, just shown how to do what I did differently.